And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hectolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the fucking glorious Joys of Triviality. Listening to Lanzotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was some Yorkshire punk there from the fucking glorious. There's quite a bit of effing and jeffing on this week's show in the bands and the song titles.
Oh, excellent. Noticed. I'm allowed to swear this week. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's right up your street, yeah. What is the fucking glorious's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ TFG.
Oh, good idea. Facebook.com/ TF Glorious. Because you have to have a minimum. Well, I found this out with the Church of Bacon Sandwiches. You have to. You can't have less than, I think, 5 characters, I think, in the Facebook thing.
Right, okay.
So I think that's right. So it's Facebook.com/ TF Glorious. Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony Neil. That is taken from yet another. And in fact, the Manchester Punk Festival free to download sampler number 22, Tony.
Wow.
Of which we are playing quite a few songs this week as we approach Manchester Punk Festival, which sadly we can't get to this year because you're doing a gig somewhere else and I'm going.
No, I'm gigging.
But it's going to be brilliant. And the sampler is free to download. So go to TNS Records. What's the website, Tony? TNSRecords.co.uk.
TNSRecords.co.uk, yeah.
tnsrecords.co.uk and you'll be able to get the free to download sampler, of which we are playing 4 or 5 tracks. Tried to pick bands we hadn't played before, but I failed, I think. I do normally fail, don't I? This is a bit in the show when I beg you for jokes and poems. We haven't had any again. Well, we have actually, but I'm saving it for next week. That's not true. We have had one through this week. I'm saving it for next week. You'll see why when I read it out next week. If you have a joke or poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs, if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner, if it's a poem. Instead, Tony, I'm just going to crack on, because we'll be talking lots later on, won't we?
I'm sure.
We'll be talking lots. Yeah. We will just mention that we are using Discord again rather than Skype to see how we do this week. I thought you did a grand job of editing the show last week, and I didn't notice anything bad.
Didn't you?
But possibly one or two listeners weren't quite as keen. And maybe we'll find out about that later on. Anyway, right now I'm loving the Discord. But that might be because I just hate Skype so much.
We have spent years hating Skype, to be fair.
We really have. We really have. I think we should have a discordant love in, Tony.
Really?
I also think we should play another song. So we've had some Yorkshire punk. Now we're going to go to the Pacific Northwest of the United States and play some Seattle garage rock, which I did plan to play a couple of weeks ago. But the link to the download for the album that was sent by the record company didn't work. So I had to get them to send me it again. I don't know whether it was them or me. It was probably me. But anyway, a band called The Gentlemen's, Tony, who I'm absolutely loving. They've got a new album out right now. Maybe you'd like to have a go at their Facebook page, Tony. What is The Gentlemen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Gentlemen's Rock.
Facebook.com/ The Gentlemen's 3. And that's the numeric 3. So you've been on the right track twice now. I feel a bit bad. I think maybe Simon Knott's got a point. Paulie B Instead 2, Tony Neal, this is Lower Ground Floor. Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Gentlemen's and Lower Ground Floor, which we will be playing more from them. It's a really great album. Make sure you check them out. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Well, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop onto our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Would you like to hear from you? Comments more so than messages. Messages are quite a confusing thing.
I will just say I did respond to some messages this week.
I responded to some as well, and I think we both responded to the same ones at times.
You responded to one that really confused me.
Yes. So I say, yeah, it can be quite confusing.
It's all right, it's fine. Because we come up as Punky Radio, don't we?
We do.
rather than each other. So I check a response from me that I didn't send, and then it messes with my mind.
Mm. Yeah. So you're safe with comments. No.
Don't send us messages.
Yes. So do get in touch. But a few this week, three, I think. Rites of Hadda got in touch.
Rites of Hadda, I'm loving, and I've got news for you.
Oh.
But anyway, let's hear this first.
They say hi, and this is in response to last week's show. Hi, thanks so much for playing us. I listened to the whole show and loved it. We do have a gig again in Nottingham in October. I think Alex may have told you about it. Hope you can make it. Cheers, Wasp.
Thanks very much, Wasp. Yes, he has. They're playing the Sumac, Tony.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going. Rites of Hadda are brilliant. I'll definitely be there. Because I looked at the lineups for the Sumac Centre, which we have spoken about on previous shows, and I didn't really know any of the bands, so I thought, I don't know whether I'll go. But then, obviously, the bands are becoming apparent to us as the gigs approach. So we've got Rites of Hadda coming up. I'm looking forward to that.
October.
Yeah.
Blimey.
I know.
Don't have to think that far ahead in the year.
How very organised the vegan anarchists are.
Well, you've got to have a plan, haven't you?
You really do.
Right, so we also have some kind of Facebook group. Do you remember the Facebook group?
Oh, yeah, but aren't there only about 7 people on it?
Something like that. But about a year and a half ago, Facebook kept telling me that I should maybe add the group and link the two pages, link the page and the group together. So I did
that
so
would
because
make sense.
I'm all for doing what I'm told. The anarchist in me doesn't really rise to that.
That's why you've been in a relationship so long, Tony.
Yep. Keeps life simple. But
buy me a horse.
So people do. We don't often get a lot of things on there, but someone did leave a message last week on the group rather than the page. I forgot about it, but I remembered this week. So Richard Hall left us a message.
Hello, Rich.
He says, just wanted to say massive thanks. I've listened to you nutters for over 2 years now, and you've got me through many a shit night shift, making me laugh.
Richard, I'm so
along
sorry.
The way, keep it up.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
What's the night shift, Rich? What do you do?
Exactly. Let us know, but do it to the page, not the group, if you can.
Yeah. What very important thing do you have to do that keeps you up all night?
Yeah. Do you have a horse?
Yeah, do you have one? Or more personally, Tony, do you want one? I think I can say that.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally, Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello, Timo. Peg Tolo, Timo.
Peg Tolo, Timo. He says, great show, as always. The first song left me with the Beatles song, Hello, Goodbye. You say goodbye, and I say hello. Hello, hello. Stuck in my head for several days already. Not necessarily.
I don't know
thing.
Why you say goodbye. I say hello.
I don't know either. Right. The new software makes Paul a lot clearer on the recording, and Tony sounds like he's on the phone somewhere far, far away, with at least 4 different foreign intelligence agencies tapped in. Both not an improvement. I contemplated twatting Skype, but it's obviously their fault, but couldn't bring myself to trigger that theme tune again. Still on the fence about it. Right.
Well, Tony, for saying that he doesn't like the fact he can't hear you as well, and he doesn't like the fact he can hear me better, Timo Schmidt of Germany is a twat.
There you go.
No, yeah. And I'm sure we'll iron out any rough spots. And
yeah.
Certainly, from my point of view, this is a much better system.
Yeah. I mean, I did go on to say, I mean, it was Skype, but if you think that was bad last week, Skype was worse, so we took the link and did it, and it wasn't perfect, but it was better than no show.
In fact, yes, there were a couple of times during the show when you did sound like a bit of a Dalek, and it was because of that. I think it was the internet connection. I think, anyway.
But
I don't blame Discord for anything. I love them. I want to be sponsored
you,
by them.
You really do. Well, we'll see how this week goes. We may, in my head, the techie side of me wants to alternate Skype and Discord shows, but right. Maybe not in a linear way, so listeners don't know which one it is.
Testing,
that's what I'm saying.
I've been alternating something in a linear way with a twist for the last 10 years and no one's noticed.
Okay.
Yeah. I even do an alternate linear way of playing the songs as well. Oh, there's all sorts going on, mate. You know me, I'm all about symmetry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's it for Facebook.
Thank God, because that last bit was really boring when we got talking.
No, sorry.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Well.
Now, I washed my jumper last week. It's already got a bit of food on it.
How's that happen? Roll.
Yeah. We're going to play two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
And stay tuned for a band we've never played before called... Well, I don't know how to pronounce it in French, but Guerilla Poubelle, I think. But first up, another band we've never played before called A Bunch of Jerks, Tony.
Okay.
Now, A Bunch of Jerks have come via Rum Bar Records, and we found out about them by the Rum Bar Records Winter Sampler, which I believe is free to download. If you type in Rum Bar, R-U-M-B-A-R Records, to the internet, you'll find them. And you might be able to get yet more music for free. I'm not 100% it's free, I think it is. Anyway, we picked two songs off the sampler to play this week. One in the first half of the show, one in the second. So I'll tell you about the second one when we get there. A band we have played before. First up, this band, Tony. I'm just calling them Boston Rock, but they're Boston sort of weird rock. You're going to hear it, let's face it. You've come this far.
Okay.
Tony, what is A Bunch of Jerks Bandcamp page?
A Bunch of Jerks at bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 2, and this is a rather marvellous 70s Euro minge.
It's big, it's black, it's on the attack. 70s Euro minge. It's swirly, it's wild, it's got me beguiled. 70s Euro minge. Helena, Joelle and Laura G.
Un peu comme ton ressentiment.
listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Guerrilla Poubelle and a track called L'amour est un chien l'enfer, which the English translation is Love is a dog from hell. I love Parisian punks. They're a little bit darker and more poetic than our own, I think. What I like though is, Tony, what is their website? What is Guerrilla Poubelle's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/GuerrillaPoubelle.
Facebook.com/GXPGXP. And I think they've done that to get round the five characters again.
Right.
That would make sense to me. GXPGXP. You can type in Guerrilla Poubelle to Facebook or the internet and you will find out all about them. And now, where do they come from? They are another band off the Manchester Punk Festival, free to download, volume 22. So that's yet another reason to get it. When I say free to download, you can pay them some money and you should. Give them a pound or £2 or something, just to help. All the money goes back into the festival.
So yes,
that's what we advocate, isn't it? Don't just take the stuff for free just because it's there. Don't take music for granted, Tony. That's what I'm saying.
Mm. You're right.
It's deep, isn't it?
It is, really, yeah.
Now then, did you do anything last week?
Not much. Steph's popped over to Germany for a last minute trip to see the family.
So you just had a load of escorts around and did drugs?
Yeah, pretty much. Right, I've been balls deep in hookers all week.
Stabbed the horse.
Yeah.
I said horse.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Band practice Saturday, which was all right. That's it, really.
Did you actually say you were just balls deep in hookers?
Yeah.
You are a terrible person.
It's all right, she doesn't listen.
Was that on International Women's Day? I hope it was.
Of course it was.
Brilliant.
Nothing much else. I've been, just chilling at home, working and stuff like that. What have you been up to?
Well, last Saturday, I had not one but two Nutty Nottingham comedy tours.
Ooh.
First one, I showed around a Czech couple as part of an Airbnb experience as a private tour. We had a brilliant time, really, really good fun. And then in the afternoon, I took some guys around on the tour. And one of them was a guy who is the other drummer in a band called Two Guitars Clash. I say the other drummer, he does the southern gigs and this other drummer does the northern gigs, except that it was his wife's birthday, so they'd come up from Oxford anyway to see the band, and while they were there, they thought they'd have a look around town, and they picked me to show them around. I got on really well with them and ended up going to the gig with them. So I got out at 11 o'clock in the morning, had the first pint at midday, ended up then going out on the tour with these guys, having a few drinks, then going to a Tap and Tumbler, and then watching the band. And Two Guitars Clash, Tony, are fantastic.
Okay.
They are a punk covers band, but they kind of don't do the most famous song by the band.
All right.
If you see, so they cover every single well-known punk band, but they don't take their best-known song, and it just makes for a really brilliant, interesting gig. And hello to the band, Heg Tolo to the band.
Heg Tolo.
Because I had the most brilliant time.
Where was that then?
That was at the Tap and Tumbler.
Oh, you did say that, yeah, sorry.
I did, but it doesn't matter, Tony. I don't mind saying it again. You were probably thinking about your horse.
Did you say horse?
I said horse.
Horse.
I said horse, yeah. Just checking. Have to check every time now. I recommend them. They do gig quite a lot. Make sure you get the chance to see them. Absolutely superb. I thought, oh, it's a covers band, it'll be all right. No, absolutely blown away. And when I went, and I had a lot of Guinness.
Okay.
A lot of Guinness. And a bloke who used to work in the warehouse with me, who's called Tristan, walked over to me. Now, I was quite drunk by this point. I'd gone round the other side from where the band were for a sit down. I was sat down by myself in a booth, and this young, attractive man in full metal gear walks over and says to me, "Hello, don't I know you from the malt shovel? It just looks like a pickup, Tony."
Don't I know you from the malt shovel?
Don't I know you from the malt shovel?
What does that mean?
I've got no idea. I went, "No." He went, "Oh." And then I went, "Oh, no, you know me from the where? I know you from the where." He went, "Hello." I went, "But I can't remember your name." He goes, "Hi, I'm Tristan." He just looked really dodgy. Anyway, me and him had a good old catch-up and didn't go home together.
Oh, okay.
But when I did leave, I got to the tram stops very close to the pub, the Tap and Tumbler. I don't know, I left about 1 o'clock-ish probably, because I figured that 13, 14 hours was enough. And I got the tram stop, and I had 9 minutes to wait for a tram. So I went back down the Tap and Tumbler and had a large rum.
Jesus.
Which is exactly what I didn't need. But anyway, I had an absolutely brilliant night. Thanks to everyone who came along on the tours. And thanks especially to two guitarist players who were utterly superb. I met some really nice people that night. I think I did. I think they were really nice. They might have been terrible. I had my wallet the next day.
Good.
I did have my wallet the next day. Right. So that was the highlight of my last week, really.
Okay. And two tours in one day, all doable, all good?
Absolutely fine, mate.
Great.
Absolutely fine. Loved it. I'm now going to play something from the vaults.
Okay.
Now, this is one of these ones that's not... We haven't played it before, but it's very old, so I'm calling it from the vaults. It still counts. As you know, we're big fans of Cherry Red Records, and they're big fans of us, fortunately. They send us everything we want them to send. And they have just reissued two famous Fall albums, Dragnet and Live at the Witch Trials. And we're taking a track from... And they're with bonus CDs and outtakes and tracks and live stuff. They're really, really good. And we're going to play a track from Live at the Witch Trials now. That is a track that I'd forgotten about. I've got the album, but I kind of forgotten about this song. It's really brilliant. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is the Fall... And obviously, you won't be able to see the Fall live, what with the lead singer being dead.
Mm.
But they were brilliant, and it's a shame you missed them, because I saw them live. They were great. What is the Fall... And by the lead singer, I mean Marky Smith. And I know I was fairly abrupt there. And you have to be sensitive these days, otherwise people get upset. It's a terrible loss to pop music and indeed the world of one of our most colourful British punk rock characters. But he is dead. So, Tony, what is the Falls? And they've still got an active website. What is the Falls website?
Thefall.com?
Thefall.xyz. Right. I guess because they can. It does make it poorly be on the internet. What's that? It's 4-1, isn't it? That's 4-1.
I think
mate.
I've only got one, yeah.
It is. It's poorly be internet 4. Tony 1. This is from Live at the Witch Trials. This is Underground Medicine.
Your nervous system, your nervous system, your nervous system, your nervous system.
Underground medicine.
A spark inside, trap inside that I hide. I am when it clicks, and there's no resist. Every time I hear a new baby cry, I thank my spark inside. And you get underground medicine, underground medicine. A bulletproof system. I found a reason not to die, a reason for the ride, the spark inside. When it hits your mind, you get underground medicine, I follow through the system, underground medicine. I had a psychosomatic voice, and one time, it might come back. On my pants I spilled expectorant, and the colonel shot Meadow with 30 pints. They took his cup away.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Fall and Underground Medicine from Live at the Witch Trials, which is now reissued by Cherry Red Records, or it's coming out very soon if it's not out right now. And it's a good way to get into The Fall. They are The Fall were and are a very complicated band. they have a huge oeuvre. Tony, they have a large body of work. But Live at the Witch Trials is a brilliant album. Right, so have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's
International Gig Guide.
The school is great.
Yeah.
Listen, we want sponsorship. Sound enthusiastic.
Oh, it's good.
There you go.
It's the massive egg.
It is a massive egg.
So, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? Who are they playing with? It is international. Does it have to be in the UK? If you're a kind of band that would possibly want a gig with the Apocalypse Babies, then two thumbs up from Tony. Maybe you can get us to play. Let me know.
Who wouldn't want to play with the Apocalypse Babies?
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
And I will be asking every band who gets in touch with me, because I'm like that.
Well, you might as well.
Yes, exactly. So I haven't got a gig this week, but I found one. So on this Saturday, a venue I've not managed to close down yet, Rough Trade in Nottingham.
Oh, well done. You're not closing that down.
I've not been, actually. You've been, haven't you? I've not been there yet.
Yeah. I have. Small, I feel a little overpriced on the booze front, but it's where it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
that's
where
true.
It is. It's in amongst the hipsters.
Yeah, Hockley is very much like that. I find the Maze is overpriced though as well, but anyway, that's by the by.
Well, yeah, but in the Maze you normally only stay for one and drive home.
You're damn right.
Let's not get into that now, Paul. Okay.
This Saturday, the 16th of March, George Gadd, Brenos Treehouse, Good Hustles, Avery, Point of View and Cinema Gold. That's right, it's six bands. It starts at 2 p.m. and it's free.
Wow.
So
that makes up for the beer.
Indie punk rock extravaganza.
Mm.
So yeah, if you are in town, you can go there at 2 p.m, get out there for 7 and then go to another pub. And maybe watch another band and get pissed.
I've heard Buenos Treehouse mentioned before.
Nottingham pop rock.
That'll be why then. They're from around here, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Most of these are Nottingham bands, it looks like. Yeah. If not all of them. So
it's a Nottingham freebie.
Nottingham freebie, you can't fault with
it. In the Ides of March, Sonny. Beware the Ides of March.
Oh, I'm constantly bewaring of them.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
It didn't work out very well for Julius Caesar.
Didn't.
It's too, Tony. It's too. yeah, I'll just throw out a bit of Latin.
I know, nice. Yeah.
You know, when it suits. Yeah.
That's it then for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Romanus aeunt domus, Romans they go the house. Right, oh, it's me talking,
isn't
it?
It's you now.
Right, we're going to play another two songs in a row now.
Alright.
And now for yet another band from the Manchester Punk Festival, free to download sampler number 22. But when we say free, we mean pay it. Oh, you know by now, just pay a bit. Don't just get it for nothing. Everyone who listens to this show can afford a pound, because you're listening to this show on a device that costs money, aren't you? So just pay him a pound or something. More if you can afford it. Go to Whole Hog. Sponsor us. Worth a try. So stay tuned for a band called Justine and the Unclean. But first up, Tony, Charm Pit, lo-fi pop star punk. They describe themselves as, and having listened to this, I would agree, I love this song. But I'm going to have to laugh about the title.
Okay.
Because mostly I'd say the title, that would be the way, but I'm going to tell you, because the title is Squirrel Vision. And I can't help myself, anything with vision in it, I become a chuckle brother straight away. And it's Charm Pit, Squirrel Vision. It is. What is Charm Pit's Bandcamp page?
Charmpit.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie Beans Net 4, and this is Squirrel Vision, Squirrel Vision.
Walking down the street, all the eyes I need.
You look great!
Like how you left your house!
Good job!
With the one with the hair in the arms. Oh, I'm in love.
listening to The Zorros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Justine and the Unclean, and the track called Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke, which is the title track of their latest album, which is out on Rumbar Records. It's our second one from Rumbar. See what I did there? There's some symmetry going on, if you bother to notice. Loving Justine and the Unclean. What is Justine and the Unclean's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Justine and the Unclean
It is exactly that. facebook.com/Justine and the Unclean And you can find out all about them there. If you type in Justine and the Unclean to the internet, you'll find them. And what's nice is one of their main band pictures. They've got a photograph of Justine and the Unclean. And Justine has got a like a dog collar thing on that says Justine. And there's two other male band members. And the other female band member has got a dog collar that says Unclean.
Nice.
So, Tony, are you doing anything this week?
Picking up Steph from the airport Friday morning, and Wednesday night possibly I might be going for a drink with the boys. The band
on Wednesday.
I know the band are going to go watch Stiff Little Fingers at Rock City on Wednesday night.
All right.
So, and it's like a 7 o'clock start. I said, well, if you're going to be in town, I'll just get the bus in, have a pint, and come back home.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Stiff Little Fingers, but
oh well, the first song that Two Guitars Clash played was Suspect Device, one of my favourite punk songs.
There you go.
But I am more of a sort of singles dude with Stiff Little Fingers, it has to be said. Although we did get we got their reissue from Cherry Red, didn't we?
We did play some, didn't we?
Played some of their more recent. That reminds me, I should play another one from that. Mm. Oh, I've got such a backlog, Tony. Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so I mean, I've not heard 100% of them doing it, but if so, I might go to see the band. That'd be nice, because band practice, it's all shop, you know, we're just talking about how great I am, and
yeah, of course.
I'd like to talk about them sometimes.
No, you wouldn't. You'd like to be in a pub and talk about how great you are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
I am great. What are you up to?
Say hi to Asterix from me.
Will do.
I'm having a quiet week.
Okay.
Because next week I'll be embarking on an overseas odyssey that will involve me being out of the country when Brexit happens.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm having to tighten my belt this week, so I'm doing nothing.
Okay.
Actually nothing. I don't think we've ever had a show where I've just said I'm doing nothing. But my plan is nothing. So expect something to happen.
Hmm.
I'm thinking about going to see Forest v Villa on Saturday.
Okay.
Which means that Forest will lose. That's what I'm thinking about not going, because I am the Jonah, the Jinx. I am the unlucky 13 at the City Ground. After a great win against Hull City last week, when we beat them 3-0, and suddenly we're back in contention for the playoffs, I want to go and see him, but I don't want to jinx it. I am a genuine Nottingham Forest Jinx.
Okay.
Genuine.
Hmm.
So I haven't decided yet. It hasn't sold out yet, so I can still buy a ticket. But as I say, I am tightening my belt. I am saving money, so I may just listen to it on the radio, like the old man that I am.
Why not?
Might do. All right. So yeah. So I'm glad you're doing something.
Possibly.
I should think I will have done something by next week's show, and I'll have something to talk about.
I do normally. Think so yeah.
Yeah. All right. So in that case, then, should we play another track?
Yeah.
All right, so this is a band we haven't played before. Yet another band from the Manchester Punk Festival, free to download, but you're paying a bit, Volume 22. A band called One-Eyed God, Tony. I do like the name of this band. What I'd like to know is, what is One-Eyed God's Facebook page?
facebook.com/One-Eyed God
Well, it might be. I'm going to ask you for a genuine, honest ruling here.
All right.
Because what came up for me was facebook.com/oneeyedgod.info That wouldn't have been a page, would it? That would be.
No,
that would be the name of it.
That's the name of it. Yeah.
That's the name of it. Okay.
It must be with the website or something. They've synergies.
So I did give you chances there, but it means it's poorly being on the internet. Now what's that? 5-3 is it?
Yeah.
5-3. So I've won, but it's close. Well done.
Okay.
I'm loving One-Eyed God. You're going to love this. This is Punky Ska Reggae Dub, Tony. Ooh. They even describe themselves with our name in their description.
Lovely.
Punky ska reggae dub. Enjoy this. One-eyed God, get off your knees. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks, Sue. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was One Eyed God and Get Off Your Knees. Now, I have been chastised. That is a very good song. I've been chastised by you, haven't I? Because I've chatted too much, so this bit's going to be a bit shorter.
Well, we've got a bit carried away with this discordant kind of, like, you know, loving.
Right.
We've had a couple of 8-minute sections, and we don't like to do it too much, do we?
No. No, all right, so we'll keep this tight. Now, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Well, that's good then. We can keep it really tight.
Exactly.
Do you want to talk about something? Tell them about how they can do a twat, and then talk about something, then we'll crack on.
If you have a twat to nominate, don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. I've been saying this for about 10 years. You think I'd say it a bit clearer. All tracks are usual thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you. Can't play the theme tune without doing the feature. And we can't see doing news without playing the theme tune without doing the feature. So email me twice.
Exactly. I'm glad you've sorted that out amongst yourself.
There you go.
I want to say dirty knees.
Yeah. And if in lieu of twat, don't forget, we've talked about Podchase for a while, but hey, iTunes is still there. If you do have an Apple device, if you can review iTunes, it would help us out. It's free. The iTunes chart is oh so mysterious. But if you can review us, it does help us. Go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. I'm going to read them out. We only get a few a year, so I might wait a couple of months. But if you can get a review in, it will not get ignored.
I have a question for you.
Excellent.
Have the kids abandoned iTunes?
I suspect so. I don't know. I think Spotify is the new, relatively new thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I must admit, I do listen to Punky Radio on Spotify.
And iTunes is all about purchasing stuff. Yeah. I think it's on trend to be renting or streaming things.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so. All right.
It's not on trend, is it, Tony?
It's on point.
What happened to this world?
I don't know. I don't even know what if Apple phones are cool anymore. If it's all about the droid, I don't know.
Could be all about the droid, Tony.
All about the droid, isn't it?
The next time someone picks up my phone, I'm going to say to them, "This is not the droid you're looking for."
It's all about the spice. Anyway.
It's always all about the spice, Tony. All right, so well, in that case, then, should we play one last track? Because I can't wait to introduce this band.
And I can't wait to hear this band.
No, right. So when people are forming bands and they've got to think of a name, I mean, you guys, your original band, you got lucky because you went, what about Alcohol? Mm. Well, yeah, brilliant. And no one else had called the band Alcohol. You got Alcohol, great name. Yeah. However, I think if I'd been sat around with a bunch of people and they said this name, I'd have gone, that's what we're going to be called.
It's great.
It's time to introduce you to skate punks, Tony, called Scheisse Minnelli.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. I'm going to spell out Scheisse Minnelli now because it's not with a sharpest S.
Is it not?
No, it's S-C-H-E-I-S-S-E. M-I-N-E-L-L-I, Scheisse Minnelli, like Liza Minnelli, but with German poo.
Mm.
And she was, now, am I right here? I am right. She was the lead in Cabaret, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that fits in. So there is a German connection with Liza Minnelli from Willkommen und Bienvenue in Cabaret, but this is Scheisse Minnelli. Oh, mate, I'd have got around it. I went, I'll get these. That's brilliant. And they are the last band this week that we are featuring from, guess what? The Manchester Punk Festival. Free to download, but not free because you're paying £1. Compilation number 22.
Mm.
Which is there waiting for you with a load of great songs on it. Tony, what is Scheisse Minnelli's website? They've got a website.
ScheisseMinnelli.com.
It is. S-C-H-E-I-S-S-E-M-I-N-N-E-L-L-I. No, that's wrong. Oh, that's weird.
E-L-L-I.
Yeah, but the website's two ends.
Is it?
I cut and pasted.
Ooh.
Yeah, they must have messed up. Type in Scheisse Minnelli, see what happens. I hope you don't get anything dodgy. Anyway, you can still have the point, because I'm fair like that. Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 5, this is You're in a Trance. That was Shiza Minnelli. Thanks ever so much for listening this week. I'm glad we saved that. I don't say the best to last, but certainly my favourite name of a band this week. I like the fucking Glorious. I liked a bunch of jerks. I like them all. But Justin the Unclean, One-Eyed God, Tony, brilliant. But Shiza Minnelli has done it for me. Could you maybe mention the plethora of ways that people can listen to this show?
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Radio Andra, that's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. We're on Spotify, one of the most popular ways you can listen to us. Most of you hip and trendy young kids are down with the fi. So if you can open your Spotify app,
down with the fi.
I don't know. I'm just starting to think. I think if you make things sound cool, you just drop the first syllable.
Right. So in that case, then there should be down with the ifi.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Don't work, does it?
Yeah. Otherwise, they're down with the spotty.
Spotty might work better. But anyway, open your Spotify down app. With the spotty. Search the Punky Radio in the podcast section. It's at the top. That's how it works. And if you've got an Alexa device, you can download the Alexa skill for Punky Radio. Search the skill store for Punky, or you can download it. Poco wrote it. Thanks, Poco. And you think
you didn't say what you can do with it.
And you can command it with your mouth there to players. There you go.
You can command Alexa with your mouth.
Yes. You can summon us.
And tune in, we'll do that as well.
Tune in,
oh, there's all sorts of ways.
There's tons, that'd be fine. Yeah.
If you've got a thing that's electrical and attached to the net in some way, maybe a fridge, you can probably find Punky Radio. I doubt we'll see any of it. Well, you might see one or two people on Wednesday night, who knows? I doubt I'll see anyone this week, first of all, I said that. Thanks so much for listening. We giggle like schoolgirls making a show, I have to say. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, a poo.
But you can't.